welcome to The Divided Kingdom. This is Deborah Tavares, today the guest host for Lou and Elizabeth. I run the website stopthecrime.net. Again, stopthecrime.net. We're going to be covering some issues today that you may be interested in downloading materials for, because I'm going to be discussing source documents. And should you wish to have any of these documents and you're unable to download these documents, which are all free from our website, you can contact a printing company, and for the cost of printing and shipping, they will get you the documents that you would like. The phone number for the print shop is area code 707-586-9558. Once again, 707-586-9558. And I am very, very pleased to be sharing this information on The Divided Kingdom today. We're going to be covering the issue of water, but we're going to be getting to that as we walk through some extremely important documents to get to where we are right now with the falsified science around where water really comes from and why the governments globally would be falsifying the source of water. And you're going to find out what I mean, because the source is called primary water, and I will get into some detail of that after I build into what has happened globally and why we are in the position that we're in. And this is, of course, all document-based. This is, again, talking about the United States. We are a corporation, and the corporate structure and all the corporate agencies are stealing water for profits and power and creating water markets from a natural energy resource. And we've been told the wars of the 21st century will be fought over water rather than oil. Now, a little background to get into this. We, of course, must go back in history. Again, not only has the science around the source of water been falsified, our history has been falsified, and most people don't really understand how governments really work. And there's many illustrations on stopthecrime.net. You can go and type in the top of the website, USA Inc., again, USA Inc., and you will find documents that will tell you that not only was the United States taken back in 1913 when a corporate Federal Reserve came in and replaced our gold with fraudulent debt notes. And that was not just only the beginning, but we build into time that we were never taught in school, intentionally denied the facts. But what happened in 1933 is relevant for where we are today, especially. And we're told that it's an established fact that the United States federal government was dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act of March 9th, 1933, and this was declared by President Roosevelt. And what's important to understand is, as a result of this Emergency Banking Act, the receivers of the United States bankruptcy were the international bankers via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. All United States offices, officials, and departments have been operating within a de facto corporate status in name only under the emergency war powers, with the constitutional republican form of government dissolved. The receivers of the bankruptcy have adopted a new form of government for the United States, and this new form of government is known as a democracy, remembering that initially it was to have been a republic. So what is this democracy mean that was established for the United States? It's a socialist communist order. And sadly, we were not told this, we were not taught this, and I would recommend that everyone take a look at what James Traficant presented as part of congressional record to Congress back in March of 1993. He advised everyone then. Shortly after, James Traficant was put in prison on trumped-up charges for 7 years. They did not want this information getting out. And for those of you that may have known of Congressman Traficant out of Ohio, he was killed in a tractor accident on his farm the end of August of this year, 2014. And I would really take a look at his statement. You can type in James Traficant Congressional Record Speech, 1993, and read that. And, of course, you can also find it on StopTheCrime.net under USA Inc. Also, it's important to understand what the Clearfield Doctrine told us. Another document you can download for free on the website. It says whenever a banking entity takes over the currency of a sovereign country, that country becomes a mere corporation, and the United States is USA Inc. In fact, you can type in United States Inc. on Dun and Bradstreet, D-U-N and Bradstreet, and you'll find that sadly the United States is a corporation doing business, and we are not part of that business plan. In fact, many of the agencies that many of you are likely aware of that are creating a stranglehold around our farmlands, our ranchers, farmers, our waterways. We're under mass assault with this enormous contingency of corporations, such as the EPA, it's incorporated, the U.S. Forestry is incorporated, etc. And we are the enemy. So when you look at Senate Report 93549, again, Senate Report 93549, War and Emergency Powers Act, you find that we, the people of the United States, are the enemy. Should be fairly clear that we are. We're certainly having to try to prevent this corporate government structure from putting poisons in our food supply. We haven't been successful. We're having to be very selective with what we purchase because of all the toxins, aspartame, all of the other food dyes, colorings, and toxins, as well as what's being put into our drinking water, highly toxic fluoride and chlorine and many, many other additives to the water supply. And then, of course, the overhead aerial geoengineering spraying program that is of many things, certainly weaponized weather warfare and more. But we're in an extremely dangerous and predatory period of time, we have been. And sadly, the tragedy of this corporate structure is the illusion of justice, freedom, and democracy. And we have been betrayed. Now, I have been on Dr. Stan Monteith's radio show many, many times, and many of you may know that Dr. Stan passed away in August of 2014. And this is how he always opened up his radio show. For years, when he opened up his radio show, this is what he said: bringing you the story behind the story, the news behind the news, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it will be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. I honor Dr. Stan. He was on the air for over 20 years. He's written many books. the Brotherhood of Darkness. He had many speakers on his radio show, one of which wrote the NWO Exposed. You can write this down. You can go to stopthecrime.net and download this document. It's an extremely important document to read. Again, you can go to stopthecrime.net to the source tab at the top of the website and find NWO Exposed by an Insider, 1969. I would urgently recommend that everyone read this. Now, I want to also tell you a quote that a former FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover, said. This was back in 1956. Quote, "The individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind, simply, has not come to the realization of the evil which has been initiated into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent." And again, this is as quoted in the Elks magazine, August of 1956. Now, I'm going to be, again, talking today about water wars, but I want to let you know, as you're hearing this information, we have exceedingly, exceedingly important good news. And I'm going to work into divulging this good news and ask that everybody help us get this out far and wide. We must know all about this good news, which is about primary water. I'm going to get into that here in a bit. But I want everybody to know what the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, again, a free download from stopthecrime.net, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, it tells us this: all science is merely a means to an end. The means is knowledge, the end is control. Beyond this remains only one issue: who will be the beneficiary? Again, this is a quote out of Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. So we have been tricked time and time again about science. We've been deceived by doublespeak, wherein our language has been redefined and new meanings created. We can look at, for an example, the word conspiracy. When you look at the Latin meaning of conspiracy, it means con plus spire, which means to breathe together. And we've allowed these controllers to breathe for us, and they're stealing our breath. Secret conspiracy is death, and open conspire is life. And we've got to be looking at the real meanings of words. We've got to understand what we face in order to take the action necessary to not consent. And that's one of the big aspects of my talk today, is to not consent. And you'll only understand how not to consent by understanding how the system is really working. Again, we're run through the Oval Office, the executive branch, via executive orders. We don't vote for these executive orders. These executive orders are United Nations Agenda 21 policies that are literally stripping America of all assets, all real estate, all property, all sweat equity, and literally bringing our children into a new educational structure that is a mind control structure based on sex in classrooms now that is causing trauma to our children. And this is not part of my talk, but I'm just putting this out now. I'm encouraging everyone also to watch the Report from Iron Mountain documentary. Certainly, you can download the document itself, again, the Report from Iron Mountain, but I'm going to discuss some of the aspects from the report. The documentary is put together by a Christian organization, and they compare biblical scriptures with the report. The report does not have biblical scriptures in it, but the documentary is a very easy way to digest much of what the Iron Mountain report is talking about. And I really recommend everyone that's listening to write down this YouTube. It's a YouTube that we did. It's entitled Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Again, on YouTube, Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Again, if there's any reason that you cannot watch that on YouTube, you can certainly call the print shop and have them send you a CD. And again, that phone number is 707-586-9558. The report from Iron Mountain was literally created to determine the minimum and the optimum levels of destruction of life, the destruction of property, and the destruction of natural resources on the possibility and probability and desirability of peace. Now, this is the doublespeak. This is the word game. And this is all part of the Delphi technique that has been perpetrated on all of us. We're not paying attention to the words. This is intentional. The peace that is desired is for the elite. The peace as we would define peace does not exist for us in this report from Iron Mountain. This is an outrageous, horrific report. Talks about genocide and mass pollution intentionally being done by large corporations to pollute the planet, to then call it global warming, a.k.a. now climate change, which has been intentionally created. For example, on page 5 of the Iron Mountain Report, they talk about organized repression of minority groups. They also talk about the reestablishment of slavery, the deliberate intensification of air and water pollution as part of a program leading to peace, the long-range planning and budgeting of the optimum number of lives to be destroyed annually in overt war is high on the Iron Mountain Group's list of priorities for the U.S. federal government that, again, is incorporated. On page 18, they talk about how the unusual circumstances surrounding the establishment of the Iron Mountain Group came to be. And in view of the nature of their findings, the group was not recommending that the report be released for publication. Their concern was the uncertain advantages that we, the people, would gain from this report and the discussions and our conclusions. And they were concerned about how there could be predictable danger and crisis of public and public confidence, which with the untimely publication of the Iron Mountain Report. So when the report was released in 1966 to then President Johnson, he said it was a hoax because a whistleblower released the report, and it was told to us, to our parents and grandparents back in 1966. The report was a hoax. Well, it was not a hoax. On page 69, the report talks to us about the purpose and establishment of executive orders of the president of a permanent war peace research agency empowered and mandated to execute the programs described in the report. They also talked about how the agency that would be set up to execute the executive orders would be provided with non-accountable funds sufficient to implement its responsibilities and decisions at its own discretion. Sound familiar? We're wondering where all of these agencies are coming from that are implementing programs and policies that none of us have agreed to or voted for. Well, again, this is all part of the black ops, the secret shadow government, unaccountable funding programs that were set up long ago. The report also talks about that they will have the authority to preempt and utilize without restriction any and all facilities of the executive branch of the government in pursuit of its objectives, and that they will be organized along the lines of a National Security Council. Again, this is all back in 1966. They go on to talk about how they would initiate the Delphi technique, that they were creating a new system that would be suitable for institutional analysis, and that this was being developed during the course of the Iron Mountain Report, and that it was peace games, and that the Delphi Manual would be a system prepared and submitted for general distribution among appropriate agencies. We've got to talk about the Delphi technique for a moment, because this is how literally all of the corporate agencies in your city are organized, from everything to your school boards, to your city council meetings, to your general plan updates that are happening right now in most cities across the country. What does the Delphi technique look like? Well, they'll be hiring in trained consultants. Your cities pay a good, handsome amount of money to bring in trained consultants that already have the agenda outlined. And they bring it forward to the city as though the people within those communities have the opportunity for public input, and we do not. We find that we're becoming more and more frustrated as we go to our city council and county board of supervisors meetings, because they're certainly not listening to anything that we're saying. They don't need to. They're all incorporated. They do not work for us. Another excellent video that we put together as a basis for an emergency town hall meeting here in Northern California, in Sonoma County, where we are. It's entitled, Who is Running America and the CAP, C-A-P. Again, Who is Running America and the CAP? I recommend everybody watch this. These are plans that are being orchestrated right now in your town. And this is the requirement for all of you to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions or your carbon footprint. And I can tell you that your cities are hiring additional code enforcement officers to go around, knock on your doors, or the utility companies will be calling you, asking to come to your home and do a free in-home energy audit. Do not consent. Again, please watch the YouTube, Who is Running America and the CAP, C-A-P. You will understand this is coming down quickly now. Many of you listening may have already been contacted by your utility or energy audit companies that are in your town to do indoor audits. Again, when you allow them into your home, you are consenting to end up on a massive government website, and they will track and monitor your home individually to see if you have complied to the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions that this fraudulent de facto government is basing policies on, fraudulent falsified science of global warming and climate change. So again, I urge every one of you to listen to the Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. We weave all of these documents into that presentation. Again, I stress the fact that the Climate Resiliency International Development was all put forth through the White House via executive order. When we think of UN Agenda 21, we have to think about the fact that it's coming through the White House via executive orders. This is how this global centralization plan is being initiated out of the White House. Now, getting back to water, the Iron Mountain Report tells us that as a result of creating global warming and the mass pollution that they intended to do, they said it would take about a generation and a half, about 30 years from 1961, to create the necessary mass pollution, to start talking about it and start blaming all of us. And what they've done, with along with many other ways in which they've polluted us, is through toxic injection wells. Literally, they've been poisoning the ground beneath us. In the United States alone, they have over 680,000 toxic injection wells. Well, what does that mean? Corporations for many, many decades have injected toxic pollutants. In fact, over 30 trillion gallons of toxic liquid deep into the earth using our earth in the United States, our geology, as an invisible dumping ground. Now, what has occurred is that they felt at the time that these poisons would be entombed. Such is not the case. You will learn about primary water in just a bit. But we've been poisoned. Our groundwater, by and large, is unfit to drink in many areas. And in many areas in the country, Los Angeles, Florida, various other locations, the seepage has now started to come up and pollute the groundwater, our drinking water. So important to understand that we have been vaccinated. The United States has been, it's like toxic vaccinations into the earth with these injection wells. And I found a very interesting quote. Someone needs to explain to me why wanting clean drinking water makes you an activist and why proposing to destroy water with chemical warfare doesn't make you a terrorist. We've got to turn this entire structure around. Sadly, we're very good and decent people. We can't imagine that there could be anything as evil as we are being presented with now. We've got to identify the perpetrators and expose them. So the injection wells are a very important piece of the intentional pollution by big industry to intentionally pollute the ground and surface water, our drinking water. Again, the injection wells in California, at least, we have been able to discover that there are at least 2,550 toxic injection wells that are poisoning the groundwater aquifers just in California alone. We're talking about poisons that are cancer-causing, lead, etc. It's unimaginable, the amount of toxins. Also, many of you may remember the movie with that was the story about Hinckley in California, where PG&E was found to have poisoned the groundwater, and it was a horrific event where they were trying to deny that this had occurred, and Julia Roberts did the movie on this, or was the main actress in actress in this movie. We've recently discovered that PG&E, if you type in PG&E followed by the name Rothschild, PG&E is run by Rothschild. PG&E was represented at the 1992 Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit to be the template, the model for all of the other utility companies across the United States. Rothschild. This is the literal conscripting of our energy resources with gas and electricity, and of course with water. So we need to understand where this comes from, what is behind this takeover of our country, to then understand how we need to oppose it. Again, some cities have passed bills banning these toxic injection wells, and you'll learn more when you listen to the YouTube. Again, I can't stress it enough, Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. You'll understand, too, that years ago, the USGS, which is the U.S. Geological Survey, did a report. They gave it to the EPA about the fact that these toxic injection wells cause earthquakes. And, of course, my comment to that is this is the perfect earthquake. It's fingerprintless and deliberate. And they've been able to get away for many decades by injecting these toxic manufacturing waste into the ground. Again, the invisible internal dump site. And plus the savings by disposing of these toxins in the ground, and then the money they make in the water treatment plants that they're building now and telling us that we must treat the contaminated water that we've all contributed to. This is the perfect crime. We have to understand what is occurring so that we'll understand, again, these corporate agencies and what is happening and what we need to do to expose this. The EPA, of course, is at the spear of much of the takedown in the United States as far as in requiring environmental standards with all of our public water agencies. There's over 51,000 public water agencies throughout the United States that are in the bullseye of being taken over by the conglomerates and international banking cartel and the massive corporate structure with the help of the EPA, the USGS, the Army Corps of Engineers, the Department of Interior. Yes, they're all complicit. There's a list in this YouTube of the other agencies within the United States that sadly many people believe are helping us. They're not. Our water, our drinking water, has been poisoned also on military bases. We've discovered that Norton Air Force Base in San Bernardino in Southern California had high levels of poisons that they were burying in the ground, and the area around the Air Force Base was so contaminated with cancer-causing poisons that they created a superfund to clean it up. Now, what is happening now with the water is we're being told that we have scarce water resources. Here in California, where we've had this long drought, interesting that, sadly, the California voters voted in Prop 1 that was taking about $14.5 billion from the California taxpayers, of which a little over $7 billion is going to become interest. That was voted in, and within a number of weeks after that became a bond measure, we suddenly now start getting wet weather. So we're being robbed, and we're going to be hit by massive arc storms. We've just posted a new YouTube on stopthecrime.net. It's out right now. And if you go to, again, stopthecrime.net, scroll down, go to our YouTube channel, you can watch this declaration by these corporate government agencies and the fact that they are warning us in advance of these weaponized weather events that they are causing. The name of that YouTube, which you can just also type into your search engine on YouTube, is called Kill Arc Storms, Mass Quakes, which they call shakeouts, planned for West Coast, and this is a scenario. We filmed this. A representative from the USGS gave this presentation. It is absolutely a must listen to. It's only a half an hour long. Very, very important. We've been tricked because, of course, we've all were taught that petroleum came from dead dinosaurs. We now see in all of the policies, in all of the documents, in all of our educational material for our children, petroleum is called fossil fuels. Well, again, it does not come from dead dinosaurs. Petroleum is drilled much deeper than dinosaur or plant material was ever found. And petroleum is a natural process. The Earth makes petroleum constantly. They fed us the disinformation of peak oil scarcity so that there could be higher profits, charges, and now a transition of our economy. Literally, we're being transformed into a false economy, all based on false science. This is called parallel programming, where the transitioning is being done by having other programs set up and then taking the old programs and collapsing them. It's a slow transitional process. It's been going on again for many, many decades. And this is where we are now with the illusion of scarce water. I would recommend everybody watch the YouTube, The Origins of Oil, The Origins of Oil. This will give you a perspective on what is happening with water. Now, I want to jump into information about water that you need to know about. There was a representative at the end of August of 2014 while in D.C. discovered EPA covert secret maps. These maps were showing riparian corridors. Again, the word riparian, many people can't pronounce it. They certainly don't understand what it means, but it means waterways. And the EPA has been covertly defining what waterways are to require further setbacks from our use and ability to even walk up to these waterways or to landscape these areas or to pull bramble out of these areas if these waterways are going through private property. Now, the waterways are being redefined. We're finding that drainage ditches, we're finding small seasonal creeks that don't flow year-round are now being considered riparian corridors where we must not be allowed access near. The secret maps are on stopthecrime.net under the Water Wars link, Water Wars link, EPA secret maps. These are interactive maps. You can look at the level of riparian corridors designated, for example, for North Dakota. Literally, the entire state of North Dakota is a riparian corridor. This is eliminating human access eventually, and certainly a massive, massive land grab. This is a massive land theft, and it's going down. It's sped up now because these agencies recognize that more and more people are starting to understand what is occurring. Also, there was a press release in 2012 out of Davos, Switzerland, talking about private corporations and their strategy for literally transitioning public water municipalities into the private hands. And this is, again, all part of the YouTube in the water wars, stealing water for profit and power. But I want you to know that it was planned. There's documents. You can read those that are involved in this. We call them out. We need to identify the perpetrators of our country. We can no longer just say it's the Democrats, it's the Republicans, or it's someone else. There are perpetrators. There are government corporate agencies. We have a de facto corporate government, and we must start living in right conduct and understanding what's occurring right now in our own cities. Again, the Davos, Switzerland press release talks about Rothschild, which is Veolia, V-E-O-L-I-A, the World Bank, Coca-Cola, Nestle, and others being involved in the plan to privatize the global water supply. The Club of Rome realized about 5 years ago that if they privatized the public water globally, they could centralize government globally much more rapidly. That's what's happening. That's what we see happening in California right now. So as we talk about water, and I'm looking at the time, I want to get into the good news, because this is such important news. This needs to be shared far and wide. Discuss this news over the holidays. This is a gift. This is an enormous gift of discovery. We have discovered that the Earth is the water planet. Water is made within the Earth from hydrogen and oxygen. In fact, when you look up the word hydrogen, hydro is water, and the gen is the making. Hydrogen is water. When it's merged with oxygen, it becomes water, and it must surface. Again, we are the water planet. I urge every single one of you right now, with your pen and paper, to watch these two YouTubes. These are extremely important, and you can download half-page flyers and distribute them as well. The importance of this information is that we have all the water we need. It's accessible easily. We don't need to drill deep to acquire this pure drinking water that the Earth manufactures. This is a renewable. So I would really recommend all of you share this YouTube. It's entitled Water Crisis Hoax. Again, Water Crisis Hoax. Also, we just posted a YouTube entitled Primary Water Explained. Primary Water Explained. There's an illustration that the Primary Water Institute created, and we have put that to words. While the illustration indicates how the fissures and the cracks beneath the mantle of the Earth allow the primary water to exit, we decided that for those that like to hear what a diagram has to say, that we would put that to verbiage as well. So again, that YouTube is entitled Primary Water Explained. It's a very simple explanation of how water really works. Primary water is why we don't have a water shortage. And we can no longer let the PSYOPs media campaign frighten us about the scarcity of water. The Earth is the water planet, and continuously produces water from within. In fact, water, as I said, is a renewable. We have an abundance of water. Why would the corporate government agencies create the false science of water scarcity and the fear that we're running out of water? Well, I think most of you listening can answer that question, but we know it's for control, for profits and money, because that's what corporations' intention is for revenue, as well as our cities, I'll throw that in, but for control, for profits and money, and creating compliance to water monitoring, required reduced water use, and charging higher usage costs, all based upon our ignorance of where water really comes from. And sadly, out of fear, many people will forfeit their ranches, their farms, and their livelihoods, believing they're out of water due to the drought and depleted groundwater basins. That is not true. This is not what is happening. And we must share this information far and wide. This is primary water is in abundance, and we must start looking down for water instead of up. Again, I urge everyone to listen to the YouTube Primary Water Explained and also Water Crisis Hoax and learn the water facts. Go to stopthecrime.net to the Primary Water link, which will also link to the Primary Water Institute. The evidence will provide all of you with the real knowledge to combat the corporate media fear campaign and to spread the truth about water to everyone you know and demand that your cities access primary water to recharge the groundwater basins that have been overpumped. Now, when I say demand your cities do this, what I really mean by that is go to your city councils, and you're given a few minutes of public comment. Download our flyers and the information and present primary water. You're mainly giving out this information for everyone that is there as the audience at your city council or your board of supervisors. Take the flyers with you. Again, the cities are incorporated. They're following the global takedown and the illusion that we have water scarcity. We cannot continue to be tricked for the benefit of those that intend to privatize the water for profits and control. Again, primary water is good news and will provide all of us with all the water that we need. I cannot stress this enough. This is the best holiday news that you could give anyone in the form of a present, and that is the truth about how water is really generated. And one way in which we can reduce the fear-mongering and the fear campaign. Again, I want to talk about primary water in a little more detail, and I urge you to, again, go to the primary water link on stopthecrime.net. We do have a book that you can download. It's entitled New Water for a Thirsty World. That is New Water for a Thirsty World. And the foreword is by Aldous Huxley. You will find this extremely fascinating and extremely important to understand what happened and why our structure in the United States and globally was built the way it was, with dams and aqueducts. An inadequate structure, this was known by the controllers, that these structures would fail. The delivery of our water, as being delivered to us now, is failing, because certainly when you've got the ability to control the weather, as we know is occurring, again, for those that aren't quite aware of the extent of weather control, you can go to our other website, toxicsky.org, toxicsky.org, and take a look at the U.S. Air Force owning the weather by 2025. Well, I like to say they're ahead of schedule, because they are. But the manipulation of the weather far exceeds just the weaponized weather events that we're seeing. Again, that is why earlier in this program, I recommended everyone go to our YouTube channel and look at the Kill arc storms, mass quakes, and shakeouts that are planned for the West Coast. They're talking about these weather events on the West Coast being larger than Superstorm Sandy or Katrina. These are plans. This is the way in which they will certainly create many deaths, increase the toll. This is all part of the genocide program. This is all part of a massive land theft. we discovered here in Northern California, as many of you may discover for yourselves as well, that the upstream water flows that serve the flow of surface water to Sonoma County, which is about an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco, and also Marin County, which is slightly south of Sonoma County, the water is served by the Eel River, which is controlled by PG&E. That is Rothschild. And Rothschild owns the water rights, a.k.a. PG&E, since 1930. So many of you, when you research your local cities, most important, type in the name of your city or your county, followed by policies to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. You must start saying it loud and saying it clear. This is all falsified science. Unless we start saying this loudly and clearly, as a result of understanding that reality, certainly, again, as I recommend, the Iron Mountain Report talks about how they would create global warming as a replacement for war. They needed to invent something that would be so fear-based that it would be globally accepted, and they created and polluted the planet to call it global warming. Now, when I spoke with Ted Turner a couple of years ago, he was telling the audience of which I attended, and then I spoke with him prior to his talk to the audience here in Northern California at one of the Rothschild-owned vineyards here in Northern California, which, interestingly enough, when you type in Sonoma County, which is, of course, known as the wine country, when you type in Sonoma County, California, followed by Rothschild, you'll see the strong influence of Rothschild ownership here. Certainly that speaks to the Bohemian Club in San Francisco and the Bohemian Grove here in Northern California. Very Luciferian, a horrific place. Massive MK Ultra programs occurring here, literally seizing the minds of people at an early age through traumatizing. This is sex, pedophilia, and the marketing of sex slaves. This is what, not just here in Northern California, of course, this is global, but this is just horrific. So we've got to balance what we know is occurring all around us at these demonic levels with good news, and the good news is that we have plenty of water. Because they are implementing emergency well drilling moratoriums right now to prevent new wells from being drilled in different counties now in California, we're urging that everyone go and consider pulling a well permit and then getting a hold of primary water expert, finding out where is the best spot on your property if you are a farmer or a rancher or have rural land or even an existing well on your property right now. It's important to understand that, by and large, most existing wells, not all, some may be in primary water, but most are in the secondary water cycle, where it's polluted surface water. We discovered something extremely important about those people that were drinking primary water. For example, in Budapest, Hungary, if you type in famous scientist out of Budapest, Hungary, you'll find that there were many that were contributing to amazing scientific advancements that came out of Hungary in the late 1800s and the early 1900s. They were drinking primary water. They called it the mother's milk of Budapest. This increases our ability to think. It increases our IQ. We know that when they fluoridate the water, the Harvard University studies show that our IQs diminish. We have been diminished intentionally, but our bodies are very, very resourceful. What we need to do is start understanding the levels of assaults, admit to these, and start acting, drinking the best water that you can. Again, springs are primary water. Geysers are primary water. Waterfalls on the top of volcanic mountains in Hawaii that continue to endlessly cascade is an example of primary water. Jericho and other areas that are desert that may not have rain for several years are an example of date farms resulting from primary water. Water is under your feet right now where you're standing. We're the water planet. All surface water on the face of the planet comes from the expulsion of primary water as it surfaces. And in fact, in the recent Napa earthquake here in Northern California, the end of August 2014, dried streams and creeks started to flow with water, because the quake opened up fractures and the water was able to come out. These streams and creeks are still flowing right now, several months after the earthquake. So again, share this tremendous good news. We are the water planet. We are being deceived, but we do not need to be deceived any longer. Now you know. Please, I recommend everyone, again, listen to the YouTube Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Also, the YouTubes that I mentioned throughout this program today, Who is Running America and the CAP, C-A-P, along with some of our newly posted YouTubes, again, that can be found on StopTheCrime.net, on the homepage. You scroll down, you'll see a little YouTube insignia. You click on that, and that will open and get you to our YouTube channel, where we highly recommend you take a look at the postings. The reason that we did these YouTubes is because we have so much source document material posted on StopTheCrime.net that we felt it would be helpful for us to create a talk and literally connect these documents together to show how they all work, rather than everyone that is not spending the amount of time that we are in this research. So again, I'm very privileged to be able to host the program today for both Lou and Elizabeth on The Divided Kingdom. This is Deborah Taveras with StopTheCrime.net. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be right back.